Hi, and welcome back to Small Pods with Lily and Adrian. How are you guys?
I'm good.
Good.
That's good. And for a lot of you listening, we have a special little treat for you. So what we've decided to revolve the show around over the next couple of weeks, or maybe even longer than a couple of weeks, depending on how much we're enjoying doing this, we are going to start doing Friday night movie nights, which we usually do every week.
Yeah.
However, this time we're going to have a bit of a theme. And we're going to start by doing trilogies. Most popular trilogies, and we are going to watch them every Friday and then come back with a review of each of those. Now, we thought that the best trilogy to start with would be the ultimate trilogy, which is obviously
Star Wars.
Star Wars.
But also to point out as well, so most of these episodes will have spoilers, so if you want to watch the movie, I think it's a good idea if you should watch the movie before you listen to this podcast. But anyway, if you're still here, then yeah.
Yeah, okay. So anyway, as much as you, as most of you know, the first ever Star Wars movie that that was ever made in 1977 was Star Wars Episode IV, A New Hope.
A New Hope.
And that's where we've begun.
Yeah. So the weird thing is, it's confusing why they started with Episode IV and why they started with Episode IV.
So that's the first thing you have to figure out.
And it's the first movie.
Yeah. Okay.
Like, it's the first movie and you start from Episode IV. And, like, why can't you start from Episode I when it's the first movie? Why do you start from Episode
IV? Well, okay, well, let's do a quick Google on that. Hang on. So the reason why George Lucas is the creator of Star Wars, and he started with Episode IV. Now, here we go. When it was released, so George Lucas was so sure of its failure that when it was released in cinemas, he was hiding it in Hawaii on vacation. Lucas must have had some belief that the movie could be a hit, because buried deep in his mind was a plan to turn what looked like a standalone film into a series of movies. When A New Hope defied the odds, Lucas had been able to do just that with his cinematic baby. A New Hope was followed by Empire Strikes Back, Return of the Jedi. In 1999, a fourth Star Wars film was released, only it wasn't the fourth, it was the start of the prequels. So, why did he create them in this order? Why not make them a trilogy, started with a trilogy from the prequels?
But, Dad, where does it say baby? Cinematic baby?
I was saying it a bit further up.
What is a cinematic baby?
Like his creation.
Oh.
Okay, so, the answer is a lot simpler than the accompanying question suggests. Author Michael Kamisky writes, in The Secret History of Star Wars, that Lucas decided to start with the fourth episode due to technical and storytelling reasons. Lucas had a massive, expensive epic on his hands and divided the story into three separate films. He had also developed a backstory for his elaborate tale, which together totaled six chapters, and sought to make Episode IV first. When the film, by some miracle, went into production, it was beset by problems of all kinds, and Lucas was sure it would be a failure. And he was shocked when it became the biggest sensation of the year. So, I guess he just wanted to create the universe midway.
Yeah, that makes sense.
You know,
but
when
yeah,
do you know
to
start with
popular.
The first episode?
Sorry?
Is there a first episode?
Yeah.
Then do you watch from 4 to 5 to 6? And
so,
then
yeah, you usually
one?
It depends on what order you want to watch them in. Like,
yeah.
I prefer, because when I was a kid growing up, the original trilogies was what brought you into the Star Wars universe, and there was nothing else besides those three movies for a very long time, and you only get like glimpses of what happened before Episode IV. So you know, when the prequels were finally made and you got to see it in action, it was pretty cool.
Yeah.
You know, like so let's get back to the movie that we did watch. So we started with the original Star Wars movie, and that's what where we're going to be starting from. So, welcome to the Small Pods Star Wars special, the start of our Star Wars special episodes, where each episode, each of our shows after this will be the next movie.
Yeah.
So, Star Wars Episode 4, A New Hope. What were your initial thoughts on the movie, guys?
The good thing is, my friend, he got me into Star Wars again. And the good thing is that we're watching Star Wars. So
yeah. And what were your initial thoughts? But like, let's talk about the movie.
What do you mean?
When you watched the movie, what did you think?
When the movie first came, it said like, and like, there's also some like, you know, not ReadSync Studios or something. What's it called? Non-lip reading. Bad lip reading.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you know how they made it, it's not the future?
Yeah.
Yeah, because at the start of the Star Wars episode 4, it says a long, long time ago. It's like, it's supposed to be a long, long time ago, but there's all these aliens and everyone's on different planets. And yeah. So that's kind of confusing, but I mean, it also said in a galaxy far, far away. So maybe there's
Are there humans in a galaxy far, far away?
Who knows? Well, maybe is infinite.
That's right. Maybe there is another planet like just like ours, billions and billions of light years away with humans on it, like that look like us.
Exactly.
But who knows? But it takes place in a completely different universe to ours.
And it's like it's imagination. It's not real life. Yeah. So
the plot of the story. Let's talk more about the story, guys. So what were your initial thoughts going into it when you saw the opening crawl and you read sort of what was happening with the rebels and the Empire, and then seeing Darth Vader for the first time board the rebel ship?
Yeah.
What was your initial reaction when you started watching the first?
I watched Star Wars stuff before. So we know who Darth Vader really is, which we're not going to say yet. But when Darth Vader ended,
why can't we say it yet? Spoiler for whatever one.
No. So when Darth Vader entered, I wonder why actually he wanted to get Luke, because
I know why.
When Luke was trying to destroy the
Death Star.
Hang on, let me finish and then you can answer.
The Death Star, he said the Force is strong with him, which, technically speaking, he just wants to kill Luke because he's worried that because the Force is strong with him, Luke will become powerful with the Force and then defeat him.
Hmm.
So kill him.
Same thing. So he wants to destroy Luke before he learns the power of the
hitting his foot.
Kingsley's doing the podcast with us and he's getting eating bored, so he's foot. Ripping up his bed and eating his foot.
Oh my gosh. So he wanted to you think
I know why he wants to kill him.
Oh, okay, go.
One, because he blew up the Death Star.
Get a bit closer to the mic.
Well, he hadn't blown up the Death Star yet. We're talking about the first movie.
The first movie,
he blew up the Death Star.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. Yes, he blew up the Death Star. But Darth Vader doesn't even know who he is yet in this movie.
True.
He hasn't even met him. He doesn't know he exists.
But Darth Vader was chasing him. Yeah, remember when he was about to blow?
Yeah, because he's trying to stop him from blowing up the Death Star.
Strong with this one. Yes. He hasn't even seen what he looks like.
No.
So how does he know?
I know, but he said, "I'm coming for Luke Skywalker."
No, he never.
He did.
He never said that.
He said, "I'm coming for Skywalker."
Huh?
He said that in the.
He must be thinking about another movie. He doesn't even know who he is. He doesn't even know he exists in this one.
Yeah, but
He killed Obi-Wan Kenobi because.
Yeah, and then he saw Luke then.
No, he didn't. He hardly even saw him. He doesn't even know.
But
his name. Nothing.
Yeah, he doesn't even. Him. Like, even if he did see Luke, he probably wouldn't just immediately know his name.
Yeah.
Unless he, like, recognises
him from somewhere
else. So what do you think happened between Darth Vader and Obi-Wan? Why do you think they... Because you know how when they were fighting, they were referencing something. He was once the master. Now, Darth Vader said, I was once the learner. Now I am the master.
Yeah. Yeah, so...
So what do you
before
think?
Before the fight scene...
I know what happened, but right. I don't want to...
Can you literally finish first?
I know, but I know what happened, so I don't know what to predict, because I have nothing to predict.
Last time we watched it, I wasn't paying much attention to the... But now I have. So back before the fight scene and all of that, when Luke had just met Obi-Wan or Ben... So they were talking, and then Obi-Wan was telling him how his father had died and how Darth Vader actually used to be one of his pupils, but then he betrayed Obi-Wan and killed Luke's father. So technically speaking, that must mean that Darth Vader used to be good, but for some odd reason he had turned to the dark side, which no one knows.
I know why.
Yeah, but we're not allowed to say just yet because we haven't gotten up to that part.
Lily even knows why.
But what do you predict happened?
I know what would happen, but if I didn't know, I would probably predict that, like maybe someone had died and he had gotten like really angry and then he would have like just gotten extremely angry. And then he just turned to the dark side.
Why did he hate Obi-Wan for it? Like why is what I'm just trying.
Oh, true. Well, I know why he hates Obi-Wan, but yeah. I'm going to try and get a theory up that's not like a correct theory. What I was thinking, if I didn't know the movie, I would probably say that, like, when Obi-Wan was training Darth Vader, he probably would have been, like...
You mean?
Like, a little strict, because, you know, Jedi training is tough. And also, Dad told me Jedis aren't allowed to have, like, love interests or what? They're not allowed to have families or anything. So maybe, What's his name? Obi-Wan.
They're not allowed to get angry.
Yeah. Maybe, like, Obi-Wan had told him that and, yeah. But,
Spoilers it. So bad.
Whoa. What do you mean you want to do spoilers so bad?
Because, like, I know that Darth Vader is... And I know that why he's angry at Obi-Wan because.
All right, okay, tell me why is he angry at Obi-Wan?
No, we can't do that. That's just skipping ahead.
I know, but the thing is, you guys know because you hear other people say. Well, you've heard what other people said when they watched it, right? Have you actually watched all of the movies?
Yes.
No, you haven't.
Yes, we. Yeah, I remember the scene.
We watched all of them.
Where
I don't remember watching the prequels with you guys.
I do. Ever. I remember watching the prequels.
You haven't even watched The Return of the Jedi, the last one.
Isn't that the one with Rey?
No.
When was Rey stupid?
We actually, will that be included in this franchise?
Yeah, we're going to go. So the plan is we're going to watch all of them every Friday in order.
What about
starting from the very originals? Well, we'll see how far we get. Let's do the movies first. Yeah. Right? Now, let's get back to the original one that we've finished watching because I'm pretty sure you guys probably just saw snippets of all of them, but you haven't sat down and watched the whole thing from start to finish.
Yeah. So I've seen heaps and heaps of movies with little like snippets, little things that just add together.
Yeah.
I've seen snippets of some of the movies after episode 4, but I haven't seen either. I haven't seen or I don't remember the entire movie. Yeah, because I even forgot, like...
Yeah.
But, yeah.
All right, so let's talk about episode 4. So, let's go to...
The story... You kind of have talked in a little bit of episode 4.
No, what did you think about it? Like, no, what was your favourite part?
Like, my favourite
like part pros and cons.
My favourite part was when Obi-Wan was... what did he do? Right. When Obi-Wan was fighting Darth.
That was your favourite part?
Mm-hmm.
What about when Obi-Wan died?
Well, not really...
How would that be your favourite part, though?
No, not really that part, but just when they were fighting.
Is that your favourite part, Dad?
No. I'm just talking about... Because when he was fighting Obi-Wan, that's his favourite part, but Obi-Wan died in that part.
No, not the part where he died. Not the part where he died, just the part where they were fighting.
Okay. Alright.
My favourite part was probably when, actually, I do have a favorite part that's something I'd like to mention. Like, how, you know that scene where they're trying to convince Princess Leia to, like, tell them the secret base, the Starfleet base?
Yeah.
And they've got this torture robot.
Yeah.
That was scary.
First of all, how did she not die? Like, we didn't see the torturing. First of all, how did she not die? Second, how did she manage, like, when she was shown her home world? Because she was never letting them tell her, and that they must have tortured her. But when they showed her to her home world and said, we're going to blow this up if you don't tell us.
Yeah.
She didn't have, like, any bruises or scars or scratches.
That's true. Good point.
It's like, did they torture her?
It looked like they were drugging her, but I don't understand how...
What does that mean?
Well, they're giving her drugs.
They probably gave her drugs to make her tell them the truth.
Like, honestly.
And drugs. Yeah, that's a good point, because it took them to want to blow up her home world, but she didn't even tell them then. It's like, how did she resist the torture and the drugs, if that's what they did to her, because that's what was implied. Yeah, and that's a good point too. Like, when the next scene, she looked perfectly fine, as if she's like, oh, all right. Even her hair never even got messed up.
Yeah, exactly. It's like,
yeah,
maybe the people, when they were creating the movie, they didn't really pay much attention to it, I guess, that part.
Yeah, maybe. That's a good point.
But yeah, they did. She did, because she wouldn't want her home world to be blown up. But she did tell them, like, a location, but it was, like, an old Starfleet.
No, it was a fake location.
Yeah, it was an old Starfleet base. Fake.
Yeah, it was an old one. No, it was an old
base.
They said they found remnants of an old base or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, so she lied, but they still blew up. It's like, what's the point in telling if they...
They were still going to blow it up anyway. That's what you... Yeah, so... Yeah, okay.
So it's good that she lied.
Mm. All right, what didn't you like about it? Anything you didn't like about the movie?
Do you have anything to say, Edge, or do you want me to say something?
No?
You don't know? Well, mostly everything in the movie like, the story was great. Yeah, Edge?
There was this weird thing about C-3PO. So, he had, like, this bullet thing and then this red, like, you know that thing on his...
Oh, and
the bolt.
Yeah, that bolt in him. And then it was all, like, red stuff dripping from it. Like, it looked like blood, but it wasn't blood.
Yeah.
Yeah, when Luke was cleaning him, he took off the bolt from... R2-D2, but not from C-3PO.
Yeah.
And he didn't get cleaned when he was like, that part didn't get cleaned.
No, he was getting cleaned. Remember, he was on that escalator thing.
He was on that escalator
thing. And when he went down and he came back up, he was all wet.
He was having the oil bath, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was the oil. Yeah, but he didn't get this part cleaned.
Oh, he didn't get deep, like, sink him in.
Yeah.
In, yeah. Yeah, what? So, what was the question? Sorry.
That was just... Not
just the part you didn't like?
No.
That's just something you noticed.
Something I noticed.
Oh, okay. Oh, well, I guess.
I didn't really like any. So
you just, you're wondering why they didn't just dunk his whole body into the oil bath.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I don't know. Maybe the actor didn't want to get dunked into the bath.
Right. Yeah, because the actor's like a human.
There's a person under that, yeah.
Yeah, I thought so.
There was a person underneath there.
But also without...
Do you know there's a person inside R2-D2 as well?
No.
I feel like...
There's a little, like a little person.
Yeah, that would make sense because...
Like a small person.
I wouldn't think that they would like...
No, like a small person, you know, like one of those tiny people, like Mickey in Seinfeld.
The reformatory.
Yes.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, but this is the thing, because I kind of suspected that there was either a person or it was just, like, a robot. But it was there was no way it was a robot. It was, like, the 1970s.
Yeah.
So, it wouldn't be a proper programmed robot. But even so as well, I didn't really assume it was a puppet. It didn't seem, like, puppet-like, I guess.
Mm.
It didn't seem like it didn't give me the vibe that it was a puppet. It's like, Dark Crystal? Everything was puppets. And I could, I knew straight away they were puppets. Even if you didn't tell me. But yeah.
It had, the costume had too much, it had enough details to not be a puppet.
Okay.
It had enough details not to be a puppet. Give
them the glowing buttons and...
And it had those wires in the middle.
Yeah, yeah.
Those.
Yeah. So, you guys probably don't know this, but the episode, the movie that we watched, there was actually extra footage in there that was computer generated only a few years, probably about 10 years ago, right? So, you know that scene with Jabba the Hutt?
Yeah.
Originally, when that movie came out, that scene was never in it.
Oh, yeah.
Because that was computer... That Jabba the Hutt was computer generated. That wasn't a puppet.
It wasn't a person?
No, it wasn't
Jabba
a person.
Jabba the Hutt... I forgot who Jabba the Hutt is.
So you
didn't. Jabba the Hutt's like the most famous person in
Star Wars. The idiot that you were talking about?
He's the idiot fat slug.
Oh!
Yeah.
Jabba. Yeah, I've got a
bubble head
of him.
Yeah, so originally in when that movie came out, everything, there was no computer generated, nothing. Everything was puppets. The whole thing was puppets. And there's a few scenes in there now.
Yeah?
There's a few scenes in there now that have been added in with computer.
Oh, that makes sense.
So one thing that the movie introduced us to was the Force.
Oh, yeah.
All right. So just from watching his first movie, what is the Force?
The Force is supposed to be, how Obi-Wan Kenobi explained it. Like, it's supposed to be a powerful source that controls the universe. And it, it's just really, really powerful. It's
telekinesis.
Well, yeah, technically it is, but only a few people can use it. And it's... But also, yeah, Obi-Wan explained it as, a powerful source that, it controls the universe. And it's, aura spreads everywhere. And yeah. But yeah, that's telekinesis. That's mostly what I got from the Force.
So what kind of things can you do with the Force?
So
pick things up, choke, throw people.
Yeah, but how do you do it? You can't, the Force isn't you just picking up, a rock with your hand.
You use it with this float.
And you don't choke someone with your hands and you don't...
You can, make them float or something.
Yeah, so what the Force does, it, controls objects.
I've got a really good idea. Explanation. So let's say I'm picking up a phone, but I'm not picking it up with my hand. I'm picking it up with,
the air.
Yeah.
Hmm. But it's not, it's sort of...
It's telekinesis, mind...
But telekinesis is you moving things with your mind.
I know, but...
Not with your hand.
I know, but still, you're technically moving it with your mind focusing on it with your mind and you just...
But you're focusing... Are you really using your mind to do it when you're using the Force?
Well, they're technically...
Oh, are you controlling the force to pick something up?
They're exactly the same because, yeah? Like, if all you have to do with mind powers is just, like, close your eyes and think of what you want to do, and then it just starts floating. But with the force, you just close your eyes, think of what you want to do.
I don't think with the force you close your eyes.
Not really, but if you want to focus hard, you do.
So do you think that, like, with telekinesis, you're using your mind, you're using your mind to pick something up or pick up an object, but do you think there's a difference between doing that and using the force?
No.
You think it's the same thing?
It's exactly the same because the force, you can pick things up and throw things. In telekinesis, all you have to do is, like, put your two fingers on your head and close your eyes and go...
Okay, well, first of all...
That's easy.
We haven't really got into, like, the depth of the force. Like, we don't know really much about it. So we can't really compare them yet. Well, we can, but we won't have, like, much comparison. Second of all, like what I said before about Obi-Wan saying it's like an all-powerful being that rules the universe or whatever, telekinesis doesn't do that.
Mm.
So that's, like, one difference to the Force and telekinesis.
So what he was saying, I think, from if I remember, I'm watching it so many times, the Force is what gives a Jedi Knight his powers. It's a... something that it binds us and binds the universe together, and it's an energy between exactly. All living beings. Yeah. So basically from that, what I could think is that a Jedi can control that force within living energies and be able to control, and move things, and gives them their powers.
Yeah. What I'm wondering, though, is that, does the Force choose the Jedi, or does a Jedi just train to earn the Force?
The Force chooses the Jedi, and then the Jedi trains to use it. Because
it's the Force, yeah, so someone is strong with it, with the Force, it's...
Yeah.
Yeah. So if someone's strong with the Force, but they need to learn to control it.
Yeah. Because even Luke never knew how to do the Force.
Yeah.
But Darth Vader before Luke destroyed the Death Star said, "The Force is strong with this one." But Luke had never tried to pick something up without using.
But that's anything because his father was a Jedi as well.
Yeah. Exactly. But still, it's like he's never tried to use the Force, and Darth Vader said the Force is stronger this one. He probably doesn't even know Luke. He doesn't, how would Darth Vader know if Luke's father is a Jedi or not? It's like, so Darth
Vader... Well, he can sense the Force.
Yeah.
A Jedi can sense the Force ability from another person.
Yeah.
That's how they get chosen to train to be a Jedi, I would guess. So, So Darth Vader sensed that the Force was strong with that person. That's probably what all we did.
Yeah.
Because he's Force sensitive. A Force sensitive person can sense the Force within somebody else.
So the Force would choose someone, and they would this is my prediction.
Okay,
so
right.
First, listen. Everybody would be a Jedi, and then the Force would choose them to think that they would do the right thing and use it well, and then the other Jedis would find out that they're strong with it. They'd teach them. And eventually,
so if the Force chooses the person based if they're good or bad, then why would there be bad ones?
But they could have been... Because this is my theory, that at first they were all Jedis, and then some of them wanted to, disobey.
I'm sure these ones started off evil. Or maybe they just had the Force in them, but they had, they were evil. Okay. Because I'm sure if someone is powerful with the Force... Luke had never used the Force before, and say Luke is evil. Obviously, well, probably he would still be strong with the Force. Yes. And if he trained while he was evil, he would be able to use the Force.
Yeah.
So technically,
well, I'm if not you yeah, so you will probably as you guys watch more movies, I think you'll have a better understanding on how it all works, the Jedi do what they do, and also why there's an evil, why there's a good, and it's really an interesting sort of, it'd be an interesting topic for us to discuss actually, later on, because then we find out as well that in life everything has a balance. And I think that's what George Lucas's idea was when he came up with the idea for the Force. So there needs to be a balance of good and a balance of evil. And when you have too much good or too much evil, the life and the Force finds a way to keep on evening it out. So I'll use a bit of an example without giving you guys a spoiler. So there once was a lot of Jedis, right? And so you guys probably won't go this far into the history of Star Wars, but thousands of years ago, before all these movies were made, like thousands of years ago, in the Star Wars universe, obviously, in the stories, there was thousands of Jedis and there was thousands of dark Jedis called Siths. And then what happened is the Siths, because they wanted to, they were all power hungry and everything like that, one of the wisest of the Siths came up with the rule of two, that there can only be two Siths. So they started hunting down all the other Siths because they were just going power crazy. You know, they just wanted to control everything and they wanted to rule the galaxy. So the rule of two came in. So what happened is you got thousands of Jedis and only two Siths. Eventually, only two survived after the Sith extinction, the extermination, sorry, I should say. Then the thousands of Jedi, two Siths. Then they had the prequels. So what's coming into the Clone Wars that we heard about in the movie that we watched, where the Jedis were all being killed by Darth Vader.
Yeah.
So what happened was, obviously, the Force needed to balance, having only two Siths and thousands of Jedis. So they went and killed thousands of Jedis and eventually... they were dying, right? Eventually died out. The Jedi died out until only two were left. So we know that there was Obi-Wan. We know as well, we'll find some more eventually. You'll see that in the next couple movies. But the rule of the balance started to come back where we only had so many Jedis, so many Siths. And then that will lead us into the future movies, which we'll get into as well. So basically, keep that in mind when you watch this. When you see how they talk about the, you know, how the Force works. So there's always a balance. Anyway, without getting off topic here, tell me who was your favorite character in this movie?
Before I say that, I just realized that I never actually, when I was watching these movies, I never really thought deep into it. I never thought, how was the Force created? Like, why are there bad and good sides? Like, there's heaps of things that you can do, heaps of research on the Star Wars universe. But anyway, to my favorite character is probably not much characters have been introduced. Well, actually, heaps have been introduced, but there's still more and more characters.
Yeah, but from the ones you saw from this movie, we'll go from the next movies. We'll see different characters who have come in and see if your character selection for your favorite one is still the same. But for this movie that we watched, which one did you like? Who was your favorite character?
What was that droid's name? Not R2-D2.
C-3PO?
Yeah, C-3PO.
Oh, okay. How come you liked him?
I don't know. It's just he had a bit of humor to him. Like,
yeah.
When they were getting, like, he always is disagreeing to what R2-D2 does. Like, when they had to escape in that shuttle to survive and send a message.
In the escape pod, yeah.
He's, but he always ends up going with R2-D2. So first he's like, no, I'm not getting in there. And then R2-D2 convinces him. And then he says something funny after that. Yeah, it's just a funny, like a stubborn character. That's pretty fun.
Yeah, he's like, it's a bit of a...
And he also walks funny.
Yeah, bit of a whinger as well.
Yeah, exactly. That's why it's fun.
Yeah. Okay. I liked, so from the first movie, I liked R2-D2. I always liked R2-D2, but he, in the first movie, how he sort of, I think the character of R2-D2 never changes, and which is good. But yeah, I think when I first watched that, I always liked R2-D2, even though you can never know what he's saying. The clever thing is for that character is it's always beeps and boops. You never actually hear what he's saying, but there's always somebody who interprets what he's saying, and you can find a, you get a taste of what his character's like. Like you can, you know, just by C-3PO saying, you know, don't you call me that, or don't you read, you know.
It's like, and there's a scene where R2-D2 says something and then C-3PO says, what's your language?
Yeah, yeah. So you get a sense from the people he interacts with who interpret what he's saying that he's like a sassy droid, or he's a, you know, he doesn't give a crap, yeah. You know, like he just still talk back to you, and, you know, he likes to be right. And yeah, so that was my favorite one from that one. Adrian, what about you? Who is your favorite character from the movie we watched? Who's your favorite character from the movie?
Chewie.
Wait, how come?
He's funny.
Why?
I don't know. He's funny. That's
really it. Wait, what did he do that was funny? One thing.
Just the way he roars, I guess.
How does he roar?
I can't do it.
Go, try.
Goes like, oh.
No.
I
can't do it.
He's like, oh. I can't do it. Dad can do it somehow.
That's it. Just do it louder. That's it. You've got it. Okay. And what's your final rating for the movie? If you have to give it a score out of 10 for this one.
Okay, I would give it 100 times 100,000.
No. Come on, just out of 10, buddy.
Seriously. I'll give it a 6.5 out of 10.
6.5?
Because some scenes didn't make sense, like the scene with Leia.
I'd give it an 8 out of 10.
Yeah.
Oh, why age?
Like the scene with Leia,
it was good.
Yeah.
And also the what was that scene? The one where they unexpectedly, like, you know how the two droids, they separate because they want to go different ways?
Yes.
And what are they called, those animals that capture them?
The Jawas.
Yeah, the Jawas. So Jawa captures the droids, one droid.
Yeah.
And then the different Jawas capture another.
The other droid. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's very convenient out of the whole planet. Where they are, like they sort of run into each other on the same Jawa barge or whatever.
Yeah,
it was.
Like yeah. What? But they're so far away from each other. It just did a time lapse of how long they were walking.
That's movies for you. Things have to be convenient sometimes.
Yeah, sometimes you just have to not notice it.
Yeah, sometimes you just don't have to question it. But yeah.
Yeah, but it was like the story was amazing and the graphics were pretty like outstanding for a 1970s movie.
Well, don't forget they remade it. If you had to watch the very original, if I could track down, I wonder if anybody might have a copy, but if you could track down the original 70s one, you'll see the difference with the quality of the special effects.
Yeah,
there's a big difference. I remember watching it for the first time and, you know, and then comparing it to how it is now. Like, you wouldn't think it was made in the 70s. 100%. I agree with you. You wouldn't think that it was made, you know.
No, I actually didn't. I couldn't believe it was made in the 70s. Yeah.
Especially the theme of it. You'll notice too, like, even the new movies that just got released, when you compare, they're a slight, especially with the new Disney ones, but and even the prequels, like, they went a bit overboard with the green screens. And you'll see the kind of difference. But when there's no green screen and when they're doing actual filming in sets, they actually keep to the theme of that old 70s one.
It seems like really realistic.
when it's not green screen.
Yeah, yeah. I think when you see the prequels, I think they went a bit too overboard with the green screen. They should have just kept it exactly how they did it.
Yeah.
Like with these movies, the original ones.
Yeah.
Okay, so final thoughts. Just, I'm very interested in knowing your thoughts on the character of Darth Vader at the moment.
Oh, well, if I had to describe him in three words,
yeah,
it would be intimidating, demanding,
mm-hmm.
scary.
No, and
like he's like the ultimate villain.
Yeah,
I mean the way
you know, like
chokes them, like he kills his own teammates.
Yeah, he does. Yeah,
and terrifying.
Yeah,
he choked his teammate to death.
Well, can you imagine having a boss that does that?
Yeah. So imagine.
If I had a boss like that, I'd be dead the first day.
So if I had to,
hang on. Why would you be dead the first day? What would you do that would deserve you being killed?
I don't know.
He would probably play Lego.
He's probably mucking around, making fart noises.
No.
I told you to not fart in my starship. You have failed me for the last time.
And he chokes
him.
You idiot. Why did I hire you?
Why did I hire a boy who just does fart noises in my starship? Oh, wait a minute. That was a real one. Oh.
All I smell is just fart.
What the hell have you been eating?
Anyway, so if I had to describe him in three words, it would be intimidating, demanding, and terrifying.
Okay. What about you, Age? What did you think of him? Like, do you just think...
I thought he was scary.
Yeah.
Intimidating. And... bossy.
Okay. Template
all three of
lilies. Well, he's like, yeah, anyway. He's the ultimate villain. Like, you never will be able to top Darth Vader.
But the Sith Lord as well is also...
The Sith Lord?
Well, what's that dude's name?
Oh, the Emperor?
Yeah, the Emperor.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Nah, I think...
Yeah.
Darth Vader. Do it.
I feel like...
Do it.
I feel like...
But we haven't seen the Emperor yet.
The Emperor's a bit lazy. He just gets...
Yeah, he gets all of his people to do his job.
That's what an Emperor does.
I will sit here and do nothing because I'm lazy and I don't want to train. So one day I may die because I'm just too lazy to get up from this.
You know what I find incredible? What? You know the very first scene when the rebel ship is running away from the Death Star? You notice how big that ship is, the Death Star?
Oh, yeah.
How long it takes?
What?
Well, the Death Star. You see how long it is? How huge it is? At the beginning
it's
of the
like
movie?
Really big. It's like bigger than the movie.
Like, can you imagine if you had to walk from one end of the ship to the other end of the ship?
That would be like walking the entire Earth.
Yeah, imagine if you had a coffee shop on that ship, right? And you were the captain, and the captain and the bridge of the ship is at the front, and the coffee shop was at the back, and you said, "Can you get me a coffee?" And you had to go all the way to the back of the ship to get a coffee and bring it to him at the front of the ship. It'd be cold by the time you get to the front. You had to keep going back to get make sure it's warmed up.
I guess it'll take a day.
That's another reason why I rated the movie a 6.
That's a long ship.
Unless they just got elevators like one of the
ships. If it was a Star Trek ship, I would believe it. Because then you can just use the transporter to beam you from one end to the other. But in the Star Wars universe, they don't have transporters. They have to walk bloody from one end of the ship to the other.
Yeah. Anyways.
Anyway, that was what I felt. All right, so on our next show, we will be reviewing episode 5, The Empire Strikes Back. A lot of twists, a lot of turns, and I have to say it is probably my favourite one of all of them. Yep, my favourite. Because when I first watched that one when I was a kid, that was the one that got me
hooked. That was the one that got you hooked.
Yeah, that was the one that sort of opened the Star Wars universe. You know, that's the one that sort of created the mythology behind everything. And yeah, so the first one was great back in the day, but mate, when I saw that second, the episode 5, yeah, that's the one that hooked me in. So we will be reviewing that next, and I'll get the kids' input on what they thought of it as well. All right, so from us today, thank you very much again for joining us. Don't forget to like, subscribe on our Facebook page, and also subscribe. Join us on our Facebook page for more content, photos, and up-to-date activities on what we get up to. Nothing much has happened lately because everyone's back at school, but we will continue to update our page as we keep on getting out there. So, Lily and Adrian, thank you again for joining us.
Thank you, Dad.
Yeah. All right, and we'll see you again next time. Goodbye.
Bye. 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 Bye.